我们感谢神，让我们可以一起聚集在主的脚前。
We thank the Lord that we can gather in front of Him.
我们可以一起借着饼杯，能够把我们心中的感谢、口中的赞美都归给神。
Through the bread and cup, we can give all thanks to Him.
我们在上一次在这里分享彼得前书的时候
，Last time when we were here to share First Peter，
我提到说顺服和信靠是一枚铜钱的两面。
I mentioned that obedience and belief are two sides of one coin.
不可能有一个人信靠了却没有顺服。
It is impossible for someone to believe but not be obedient.
后来我听说不少的年 ，Sorry, I'm supposed to preach in English. 。I apologize. Later on, I was told that many young people, they have quite a lot of confusion.
后来呢，我听说有很多年轻人有很多的迷惑。
I think that probably because I didn't explain it clearly.
有可能因为我没有解释的特别清楚。
Or I have a wrong assumption that you already know more than you really know.
或者是呢，我假设你们所知道的比我以为你们知道的要多一些。
We need to understand last time the verses we're talking about regarding trust and obey.
我们需要理解的是上次我们提到的是顺服和信靠。
It is about the attitude toward the cornerstone.
是关于人对房角石的态度。
A person in his heart If he truly believes and trusts Jesus,
在一个人的心里，如果他真的是信靠耶稣
，it doesn't mean he never have doubt.
不代表说他从来不会有疑惑
，nor have fear or worry.
或者是不会有担心和恐惧。
A one who trusts in the Lord,
一个真实信靠主的人。
No matter what the circumstance may be,
无论在什么样的环境里面
，No matter how he felt,
不管他怎么样的感觉
，He know one thing.
他坚信一件事。
He need to depends.
未相应。
If you truly obey Jesus,
如果你真正的顺从耶稣的话,
it doesn't mean you are perfect.
也不代表说你是一个完美的人。
But you have a desire to be submissive to Jesus.
但是你却愿意顺服耶稣。
Then you are a true believer.
那么你就是一个真正的信徒。
Let me give you an example.
我来给你一个例子。
Years ago, when I preached in Manila,
在很多年前，我曾经在马尼拉传道。
There's a gospel camp there.
有一个福音营。
After the meeting, a very beautiful young lady came up to me.
在聚会之后呢，有一个年轻漂亮的女士来找我谈话。
And also very talented and smart.
也是一个非常聪明。非常有天赋的。
Basically, she told me,
她跟我讲说
，She knows she's a sinner.
她知道她是一个罪人。
And he knows Jesus died on the cross for her sin.
她也知道耶稣在十字架上为着她的罪而死了。
And Jesus not only forgive her sin, but give her a new life.
耶稣不仅免去了他的罪，还给他了一个新的生命。
And he knows he has no other way other than Jesus to be reconciled with God.
他也知道没有任何其他方法他可以和神和好，除了耶稣以外。
So then I tell her, "You're fine."
我就告诉他，没事，你很好。
You are willing to believe in Jesus?
你愿意相信耶稣？
She said, "Of course."
他说，当然。
I said, then what's your problem?
你说，那你有什么问题吗？
She looked at me and she said, I do have a big problem. That's why I came up to you.
她说，我的确有一个很困惑的问题，这才是我来找你的真正原因。
I said, what's your problem?
你说什么？我说什么呢？
She said, I'm a homosexual.
她说，我是一个同性恋。
A people like me. Can be a Christian?
像我这样的人可以成为基督徒吗？
I said, why you ask this question?
我说你为什么问这样子的问题？
She said she was told that if you are a Christian, you can no longer be a homosexual.
她说别人告诉她说如果你要成为基督徒的话你就不能做同性恋。
I look at her.
我看着她。
I said, let's forget about your sexual orientation.
让我们先不考虑你的性向。
Let me ask you a simpler questions.
让我们来讨论更简单的问题。
Do you think a Christian can lie?
你觉得基督徒可以撒谎吗？
Can kill?
可以杀人吗？
Adultery?
或者是犯奸淫？
Bribery,
或者是行贿
Jealous,
或者是
嫉妒
Pride, 有自傲
She look at me.
她看我说
She said, of course not.
她说当然不能了
Then I tell her,
我就告诉她说
I don't know for sure on other Christians.
我不确定其他基督徒怎么想。
But I do know myself.
但是我知道我自己。
All those things a Christian should not do.
刚才我说的那些基督徒不应该做的事情。
Many of them I had to struggle with.
很多这些问题我都挣扎过。
I don't dare to guarantee that I would never commit any one of those.
我不敢保证说我永远永远不会做其中某件事。
The essential question is not what Jesus will do or will not do.
这个最基本的问题不是耶稣会或者不会做什么。
The key question is, What is your attitude to Jesus?
关键的问题是你对耶稣的态度是什么？
If you want to be a Christian,
如果你想成为一个基督徒，
you truly trust him,
你真实的相信耶稣，
then you will have an attitude.
你会有一个态度。
That attitude is, I want to obey whatever Jesus said.
就是我愿意相信基督耶稣讲任何事情的一个态度。
I want.
我想要。
It doesn't mean I can.
不代表说我能。
As long as I want.
只要我是愿意想要。
Then my faith is real.
那么我的信仰就是真实的。
I hope this will help you understand better about the relationship of trust and obey.
我希望这能够给你更清楚的解释，就是那个关于相信和顺服的关系。
Now let's turn to the Word of God, 1 Peter chapter 2. We only read two verses.
我们一起来看彼得前书第二章十一到十二节。
As usual, please read with me. Use whatever language you prefer.
我邀请你用你喜欢的语言来读。
If you can, you can even read in Cantonese.
如果你想要，你也可以读广东话。
Beloved,
亲爱的弟兄啊,
I urge you,
你们是客旅,
a sojourner,
是寄居的,
and exiles,
我劝你们,
to abstain from the passions of the flesh.Which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deed and glorify God on the day of visitation. Let's bow our head, have a word of prayer.Father, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity that we can sit in front of your feet.
天父，我们为着我们能够坐在你的宝座前来感谢赞美你。
And we trust that you will shine your face upon us.
我们相信你会向我们扬脸。
And you will bless your own people.
你会祝福你的民。
Use your own word.
用你自己的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm pretty sure you remember.
我相信你们都记得。
That Peter's original readers.
那些彼得书信刚开始的读者们。
They've been treated unjustly by the society.
他们被社会有不公平的待遇。
They were doubted by their government.
他们被他们当时的政府所不相信。
And they struggle for survival at the bottom of the society.
他们在社会的最底层寻求生存。
So think about those type of people when they are reading Peter's letter.
所以说我们可以想象一下当这类人在读彼得的书信的时候。
Their heart Well, warms up with joy.
他们的心里会充满了温暖，充满了喜乐。
Their shame become glory.
他们的以前的耻辱变成了荣耀。
Especially when they heard Peter say to them on verse 9 and 10.
尤其是当他们听到彼得在第九和第十节里面所提到的。
I can imagine they almost lost in wonder.
我都可以想象到他们当时被惊讶的那个感觉。
To help you, let us try to remember verse 9-10.
帮助你们理解的话，我们试图来记得九和十节。
Let us read it together, slowly.
慢慢读。
But put yourself into the text.
把你自己放在这个经文里面。
And no need to interpret. Let's just read it together, slowly.
慢慢读。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellency of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Once,You were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once, you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
I'm pretty sure those words will bring silence among them.
我相信这些话语会让这些读者们惊讶地讲不出话来。
They were like breathing a privilege and wonders.
他们觉得自己充满了，神的恩典和怜悯。
And deep in their heart, they must say, "Could be this true?"
在他们内心深处，他们会质问说：“这难道会是真的吗？”
Peter already told them from chapter 1, verse 1.
彼得在一章一节已经告诉过他们
that they are God's chosen people.
他们是神拣选的子民。
They born again to a living hope.
他们有了重生，叫他们有了活泼的盼望。
To them belong an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading.
他们要得着的是那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、存留在天上的基业。
They have the privilege go to the Holy of Holy.
他们能够在众圣之圣中同在。
They are the temple of God.
他们是神的殿。
They are the people of God.
他们是神的选民。
This is unthinkable for them.
对他们来说，这简直是不可想象的。
And I believe at that moment that what filled their heart is this amazing wonder, and they deeply felt that the love of God is so immense.In their life.
在那个时刻，我相信在他们心中充满了喜悦，充满了对神爱的感叹。
And at that moment,
在那个时刻
we come to our verse today.
在那个时刻，我们一起来到了我们今天的两节经文里面。
The very first word in verse 11.
第十一节的第一个词语。
Beloved,
亲爱的
Beloved,
亲爱的
This particular Greek word used 9 times in the New Testament, referring to Lord Jesus himself, was the beloved of God the Father.
这个希腊词亲爱的在新约里面一共出现了9次来形容耶稣基督本身是神所喜爱的。
And the most famous one was in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17.
最有名的呢，就是马太福音3:17.
This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And here Peter used that precious word referring to the pilgrims.
在这里呢，彼得用这一个词呢来形容这些亲爱的天路客们。
As if Peter wants them to remember they are deeply loved by God the Father.
彼得在这里想要提醒他们说，他们被父所爱。
Even though in themselves,
就算在他们里面
there's nothing that God should worth it to love them.
就算在他们里面没有值得父所爱的东西
but God loves them anyway.
神还是爱他们
because their faith in Jesus Christ.
因为他们在耶稣基督里的信
as Paul in 1 Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6 said,
就像保罗在以弗所书一章六节里写到的
We are accepted in the beloved.
这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
So Peter concludes the pilgrim's origin.
彼得在这里呢总结来说这些天路客们的由来
identity,
他们的身份
status,
地位
and missions,
以及使命
with one word,
用了一个词来形容
beloved,
我所亲爱的。
Now from verse, the rest of the verse 21,
从21节
he will urge the beloved to live in this evil world to fulfill their mission.
他会鼓励催促这些被神所爱的民能够活在这个弯曲的世界上却能够实现他们自己的使命
If you read the rest of the verses
如果你读接下来的经文
You will notice that he mentioned pilgrims are living among the pagans
他会提到说天路客们呢生活在异教徒当中
And they will be slandered in verse 12.
在十二节中提到他们会被毁谤。
And even worse in verse 19, that he described they are suffering injustice.
在十九节中里面还提到说他们会忍受冤屈的苦楚。
Now, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
beloved by God,
被神所亲爱的。
But living among the pagan,
但是却生活在异教徒当中
slandered and suffer injustice,
被毁谤、忍辱、委屈的苦楚
This is the description for the pilgrims.
那就是对这些天路客的形容
Not only in the first century,
不仅仅是对一世纪的
It is today as well.
也是对我们当今的
Basically, verse 11 and 12,
十一到十二节中
it teach the pilgrims how to face slander and injustice.
彼得在试图告诉这些天路客们如何面对毁谤和屈辱。
And Peter urged them, us sojourner and pilgrims.
彼得告诉他们你们这些客旅你们这些寄居的
Sojourner and pilgrim These two words describe someone Who is only temporarily resident in a place
客旅呢是用来形容一些暂时住在一个地方的人
Their home is somewhere else
他们的家不在这里在其他地儿
Actually Peter used this wordIn verse 1, chapter 1.
彼得呢在一章一节里面就曾经用过这个词。
But the word pilgrims specifically are used for those sojourners who had a destination and a purpose.
那天路客这个词呢是用来形容这些有目的地的客旅。
In the Bible, it was used to describe those patriarchs in their wanderings.
在圣经里面呢，曾经用来形容那些漂泊在各地的先祖们。
Especially on Abraham.
尤其是用来形容亚伯拉罕。
Who went out not knowing where he was to go?
亚伯拉罕不知道自己要去哪儿。
and whose search was for the city whose maker and builder is God.
他知道自己所要寻找的乃是神所经营所建造的那座城。
And the psalmist described himself also as a pilgrim and sojourner in Psalm 39, verse 12.
在诗篇三十九章十二节里面，诗人也形容自己是客旅，是寄居的。
These two words give us two very important reminders about ourselves.
这两个词呢，给了我们两个非常真实的提醒。
The first one is there is in a real sense in which he is a stranger in this world.
第一个呢，就是他是在这个世界上，他是一个寄居者。
A citizen of the kingdom of God.
神国的子民。
Because we are citizens of the kingdom of God.
因为我们是神国的子民。
We're not to conform to this world.
我们可能跟这个世界格格不入。
Yes, we are living in this earth.
是的，我们在这个世界上居住。
And we have all kind of responsibility to this earth.
我们对这个世界有各种各样的责任。
But our citizenship is in heaven.
但是我们的所属却是神国的。
Our loyalty,
我们的忠诚
is to the heavenly kingdom.
也是为着神国的。
That should be the first and foremost over everything else.
这个才是我们所要考虑最重要的。
Many Christians care too much on the earthly kingdom.
太多的基督徒太过度于依赖于世界上的国度。
Because they forgot they're the citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
因为他们忘记了他们其实乃是天国的子民。
The second important thing.
第二个重要的事情是
A pilgrim should never settle down on earth.
天路客呢不应该在地上扎根。
He's on the way to the heavenly home.
他在前往他天国的路上。
He must therefore do nothing which will keep him from reaching his ultimate goal.
他不能做任何搅扰他最终实现最终目的的事情。
He must never so soil himself as to be unfit.To enter the presence of the Holy God.
他不能让自己污秽，以至于他无法进入圣洁神的同在当中。
If we understand this truth,
如果我们知道这样的真理，
we will never wish we become mainstream in society.
我们就永远不应该觉得我们自己应该成为这个社会的主流。
In a matter of fact,
事实上，
if we never feel uncomfortable.Uncomfortable in today's society and culture.
如果我们在当今的社会和文化中从来没有感觉到不舒服的话，
it may be a very dangerous sign that we are not living like a pilgrim.
这可能表示说这是一个非常危险的信号，我们从来没有像天路客一样生活过。
And because we are a pilgrim,
因为我们是天路客，
then all the deep hatreds and bitterness of this world.
这个世界所有最深的苦毒
shouldn't bother us that much.
不应该搅扰我们
because it will be over very soon.
因为我们很快的就会从当中走出来。
If anyone among us had never read the book called The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan,
如果我们当中的弟兄姊妹没有读过约翰·班扬所著的《天路历程》的话，
I highly recommend you to do a group study on that book.
我强烈推荐大家一起来学习。
As a pilgrim and sojourners, Peter says, abstain from the passions of the flesh.
作为一个天路客，作为一个客旅，彼得教导他们说要禁戒肉体的私欲。
Abstain
禁戒
Have a meaning not only refuse the desires of certain things.
禁戒这个词呢有两层意思。第一层呢就是说我们可以拒绝来自某些事情的欲望。
But trying to stay away from those temptations.
第二层的意思呢却是要远离这样子的欲望的试探。
The word passions of the flesh.
那肉体的私欲这个词。
Most of the time was translated as the lust of the flesh.
常常被翻译作是肉体的情欲。
In the New Testament,
在新约里面
flesh stands for human nature apart from God.
肉体所指的乃是人那脱离神的本性。
It means life lived without the standard, the help, the grace, and the influence of Christ.
它代表的是没有基督的标准、帮助、恩典以及影响的生命。
Fleshly desire and sins of the flesh include not only the grosser sins, but all that is characterized of fallen human nature.
那肉体的私欲呢，不仅仅包含了广义的罪，还代表了那些人堕落的特征。
Let me put it clearly.
让我更清楚地来告诉你们。
If you read Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21,
如果你读加拉太书五章十九节到二十一节，
you will see a list of those things are terrible.
你会看到这里面包含了很多很多罪恶的事情。
Those are the grosser sins.
那是广义的罪，
很糟糕的罪，
糟糕的罪。
But let me tell you.
但是让我来告诉你。
Any strong desire outside of God.
在神以外任何的肉体上的情欲。
Is the passion of flesh.
都是私欲。
It can be reasonable.
这个私欲有可能是有道理的。
It may be something you think you deserve it.
有时候你甚至觉得说是你配得的。
Or you even think you have the right to pursue it.
甚至你觉得说你是有权利去追求这个事情的。
But as long as it's not in God.
但是呢，只要这个东西呢不在神的范畴以内。
If God do not ordain, you will have it now.
如果神没有应许你说你现在就可以拥有。
But you just want it.
但是你就是想要。
That is the passion of flesh.
那就是肉体的私欲了。
I know people.
我知道很多人。
Have strong passion for something.
对某些事情有很强的欲望。
Either hope their husband will change.
可能希望他的丈夫会改变。
Or wife will be changed.
或者他的太太会改变。
Or children be changed.
或者儿女会改变。
To make them happy.
让他们自己高兴。
And I also know people want their boss changed.
还有人觉得他们的老板应该为他们而改变。
To make them happy.
让他们能够开心。
And their desire is reasonable.
他们的这个诉求可能是很有道理的。
But if they don't understand that if it's not in God,
如果他们没有理解到这个渴望这样的诉求并不是在神的范畴以内的话，
Your strong desire is a passion of flesh.
那你这个强烈的诉求就可能是肉体的私欲而已。
And Peter says you must abstain from it.
彼得说我们必须要禁戒肉体的私欲。
Because if you don't abstain that,
因为如果你不这么做的话，
your heart will be filled with bitterness and complain.
你的心里就会是满有抱怨，满有苦毒。
What's even more?
更可怕的是
，the passion of flesh will wage war against your soul.
肉体的私欲呢，会与你的灵魂来征战。
Very few people understand.
可能有不太多的人理解到这一点。
The real battle in our life is not with people around us.
我们真正的征战不是和我们周围的人。
But with passion within us.
却是和我们内心的私欲的征战。
That's the reason D.L. Moody once said,
这就是为什么穆迪曾经讲到过。
I have more trouble with D.L. Moody than with any man I know.
在我所有认识的人里面，我最大的敌人就是穆迪，也就是我自己。
Warren Wisby rightly said.
威尔斯比曾经正确的讲到。
If we yield to this sinful appetite,
如果我们屈从于罪的诱惑的话。
Then we will start living like the unsafe around us.
我们就会生活的像我们周围未得救的人一样。
And we'll become ineffective witness.
我们就无法成为一个有效的见证人。
The word translate "ward"
战争这个词
carries the idea of a military campaign.
常常被翻译作是所谓的军事行动。
We don't win one battle.
我们不可能只赢了一场战役。
Then the war is over.
整个战争就结束了。
It's a constant warfare.
这个战争是持续性的。
We must on our guard.
所以我们必须要保持警惕。
I wonder how many of us realize.
我不知道我们当中有多少人意识到。
If you're living just like those unsaved people is a greatest tragedy.
如果你生活的像你身边那些未得救的人一样的话，这就是一个最大的悲剧。
Because you lost the power and the privilege to be a witness for God.
因为你失去了成为神见证的力量。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Keep your conduct.
应当品行。
Pilgrim not only negatively should abstain from lust of the flesh.
天路客们不仅仅应该禁戒肉体的私欲。
Pilgrims must positively keep your conduct among the Gentile honorable.
还应该在外邦人当中呢保持品行端正。
Keep tells us is something ongoing, non-stop, always.
Keep 这个词呢，在这里呢是一个一般现在时，告诉我们是在进行当中，而是永远一直这样的。
The word translate into conduct.
这个词呢 ，conduct 品行。
It translates into conversation in King James Version.
在 King James Version 呢，被翻译作言谈。
In American Standard Version, translate as behavior.
在 American Standard 里面，被翻译作为行为。
NIV translates into live.
NIV 呢，翻译作生活。
The reason for such a difference in different versions.
这些版本的不同的翻译是因为
Because the original word includes both words and deeds.
在原希腊文里面呢，它包含了言语和行为。
Pilgrims don't witness only with our lips.
天路客们不仅仅用言语来做见证。
We must back up our talk with our walk.
我们还需要保持我们自己的言行一致。
There should be nothing in our conduct will give the unsafe emulation to attack Christ and the gospel.
我们不能让我们生命中的东西成为异教徒用来攻击我们的把柄，或者是攻击福音和神。
Honorable.
端正。
Including the meaning of good.
包含了美好的。
Honest.
诚实的。
Beautiful.
美丽的。
Attractive.
吸引人的。
Blameless. 无可指摘。
无可指摘的。
The word Gentile here has nothing to do with race.
在这里呢，外邦人呢，跟这个种族没有任何关系。
In the New Testament, it is a synonymous for unsaved people.
在新约里面呢，它和未得救之人是同义词。
Pilgrims are not to be isolated.
天路客呢，并不是独立主义者。孤立主义者。
They may be in the world, but not to be of the world.
他们虽然在世界上，但却不属于这个世界。
Here is this positive action we must take.
这里呢，这个正面的行为。
Yes, we are living among the pagans.
是的，我们是生活在异教徒当中的。
We must live a honorable life.
我们呢要有一个端正的生活。
Our life should be that ultimately, when people look at us.
我们的生活呢应该是怎么样呢？就是当人看我们的时候
，They will see the beauty of Christ.
他们会看到，基督生命的美丽。
And be attractive to it.
并被之所吸引。
Speaking against.
毁谤。
Unsaved people are speaking against pilgrim.
这些未得救之人呢，常常会毁谤天路客们。
For different kind of reasons.
可能有很多不同的原因。
Either for jealousy,
有可能是因为他们的嫉妒
or looking for excuse to reject the gospel,
或者为了拒绝福音而找借口。
Of course, we know the chief reason is because they are used by the evil one.
我们当然知道他们是被恶者所使用的。
In the first century,
在一世纪。
Pilgrims being accused for many things.
这些天路客们呢，被指责，被诬告，指控做了很多坏事。
The most ridiculous one are they were accused of cannibalism.
最可笑的是，他们竟然被指控说是人吃人的食人族。
Because they heard the Pagan heard that Christian during their Last Supper.
因为这些异教徒听到说，在最后的晚餐里面
，that Jesus said, "This is my body."
耶稣说，这是我的身体。
You take and eat.
你们来吃。
There are many other accusations.
还有很多其他的指控。
They were accused of turning the world upside down.
他们被指控说是颠倒是非。
搅扰天下。
搅扰天下。
And there are many, many other accusations.
还有很多其他这些荒谬的指控。
Peter tell the pilgrims.
彼得告诉这些天路客们
，There is only one way to refute those accusations。
驳斥这样的指控呢，只有一条路，一个方式。
Is to live their Christian life, demonstrate they are not what they thought。
就是呢，要过一个真正的基督徒的生活，用他们自己的生活和生命来证明这些指控不是真实的。
I'm pretty sure Peter remembered what Jesus taught in Matthew 5, verse 16.
我非常知道彼得一定记得耶稣在马太福音五章十六节里面所提到的说
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Whether you like it or not,
不管你喜不喜欢，
Every Christian is an advertisement for Christianity.
每一个基督徒都是基督信仰的一个广告。
By his life, he either commanded to others or make others think less of it.
他们的生命呢，要么可以彰显神，要么会让人轻看神。
The strongest missionary force in the world is Christian life.
在这个世界上最强有力的宣教力量呢，就是任何一个基督徒他的生命。
During my many years ministry,
在我很多年的事工当中，
I have seen the powerful impact Christian can make on the lost soul.
我看到了很多基督徒用自己的生命给别人带下了巨大的影响。
Their godly life with loving witness.
他们满有属神的生命，并加上在爱里的见证。
Save many lost.
救了无数失信的人。
But I also record with grief.
我还曾遗憾地记得。
Some lost person who reject Christ.
一些失散的灵魂呢，他们被绊倒，他们拒绝神。
Because the inconsistent lives of professed believers.
就是他们所看到那些所谓信徒在生活中的言行不一。
The day of visitation.
鉴察的日子。
Could mean that the day when Christ returned.And every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
可以代表说，当主再临的时候，有口的都当称颂他的名。
But I think the visitation Peter used here is different than that.
但是我觉得呢，彼得在这里所使用鉴察的日子呢，可能是代表不同的意思。
It is the time when God visits the lost sinners and saves them by His grace.
就是当主再来的时候，主临到这些失散的人的时候，用他的福音救拔他们。
The word is used in this sense in Luke 19:44.
这个词语呢，也在路加福音19章44节中提到过。
When people do trust Christ, they will glorify God and give thanks.
当人相信耶稣的基督的时候，他们当要赞美和感谢神。
Peter illustrates this later when he referred to unbelieving husband be saved through the behavior of their believing wife in chapter 3.
彼得在第三章中还提到说呢，很多不信的丈夫们因着他们信徒妻子的好行为而归向主。
If we look the church history,
如果我们看教会的历史的话
，many times the Christian's life actually did defeat the slander of the hidden.
透过教会的历史呢，我也看到基督徒常常靠着他们的生活战胜了这些异教徒的毁谤。
Yes, we are indeed living in a hostile environment.
是的，我们的确生活在一个对基督徒非常不友好的时代当中。
Slander and injustice become common.
毁谤呢和不公正的待遇呢成为一个非常常见的事情。
Peter didn't tell us this write letters to the emperor.
彼得没有告诉我们说我们要向这个皇帝写信。
Or let's try to start some parade.
或者呢我们一起来游行示威。
Peter's advice is very simple.
彼得的建议呢非常非常的简单。
Live a honorable life.
过一个品行端正的生活。
I remember many years ago.
我记得多年前。
God gave me the privilege to serve in some rural area in China.
神给我了一个特别的机会，让我在一些中国的偏远山区服侍。
You know, during those years in China, being a Christian is extremely difficult.
那些年间呢，在中国成为一个基督徒呢，是非常非常困难的事情。
But then I met a brother who is sharing with me their experience.
我有幸见到了 一对兄弟，他们向我讲述他们在神里面的经历。
When we have fellowship, I asked them, where is your gathering?
当我们在交通的时候，我问他说，你们在哪儿聚会啊？
He said, in our working place, we have a building dedicated for worship.
在我们的工作的场所，我们有一个专门的楼是用来聚会的。
You need to remember back then.
你应该，你如果记得的话，在那个时候。
Have a place in the working place for worship?
在你工作的场所有一个敬拜的地方的话。
That's impossible.
想都别想。
I said, how could be?
这怎么可能呢？
He said, we are working on a coal mine.
我们在煤矿里工作。
And one day there's someone come to us.
有一天有人来找我们。
And start to preach the gospel to us.
向我们传福音。
And one by one, there are more of us become Christians.
慢慢的，我们中有更多的人相信。
In the beginning, we're meeting in the forest.
刚开始的时候，我们在树林里聚会。
We're meeting in the cave.
我们在山洞里聚会。
We're meeting when everybody else is sleeping.
我们在其他人都睡着的时候聚会。
But then we have more and more Christians.
但是慢慢的，我们有越来越多的信徒。
Then we don't have a place to meet.
以至于我们都不需要再特别找地方聚会了。
It become very difficult.
太困难了。
So they pray.
所以他们祷告。
And they ask God to provide them a place.
他们求神给他们一个聚会的场所。
And make a long story short.
长话短说。
The person who's in charge of this whole coal mine.
那个管整个煤矿的那个负责人。
Decided to build a house for worship for them.
决定呢，专门为这些要聚会的人建立了一个楼。
I said.Will the government and the party approve that?
那政府会允许这样子行为吗？
Oh, they said, of course they will not approve.
啊，他说当然不会了。
In a matter of fact, that the higher official had sent a team to our place to investigate this issue.
事实上来讲说，相关部门已经派了专案组来我们这里调查。
And the person who in charge of this whole working place.
那这个专门负责这个煤矿的这个人呢？
Tell the government
higher official，
告诉他上面的有关部门和领导
why he did this，
为什么他这么做的原因。
He tell them，
他告诉他们说
，Have you noticed in the past 2 years what is the output of our coal mine？
你有没有观察到我们这个煤矿在过去2年的产量的变化
？The higher official says, "What's the difference?"
这个部门领导就说有什么区别吗
？He said, "Our output increase when we have more Christians among us."
在我们当这个负责煤矿的人呢，就说在我们当中有基督徒。增加人数增加的时候呢，我们的产量也跟着增加。
So why？
为什么
？Because those Christians, they go to work very faithfully。
因为那些基督徒们呢，是满怀信心的来工作。
They are the first one to go down. They're the last one to come out.
他们是第一个下井，最后一个出来的。
That is interesting.
哎，挺有意思啊。
And the second thing I want to tell you.
第二件我想告诉你的事情是
，Our loss of tools. 工具的损失。
我们工具的损失。
Decrease with the increasing of the Christian population among us.
工具的损失量呢，和基督徒的增长量呢成反比。
Back then，
在那个时候
，the pay is very low，
那工资很低。
Those workers usually will steal some tool，
很多呢工人呢会偷工具
，then sold it，
然后来卖钱
，as a compensation for their income，
来养家糊口。
But Christian won't do that.
但是基督徒从来不这么做。
Not only Christian won't do that.
不仅基督徒不这么做。
They will pay back all the tools they have stolen before to the working place.
他们还把他们信主前偷的那些工具的钱给补了回来。
So the person in charge asks the higher government official.
So 这个煤矿的管理人就说
，What do you want？
你想干啥
？I can close this worship place。
我可以关掉这个聚会所。
And I can fire all the Christians。
我可以把所有的基督徒都开除。
But then our production will go down。
我们会回到以前的那个产量，更低的产量。
And a loss will go up。
然后工具也会更多的开始丢。
I think we better let them have a worship place and try to convert more of our worker to be Christian.
我觉得我们最好的决定呢，就是让他们继续聚会，甚至能够让更多的工人呢成为基督徒。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，What is your life testimony?
你生命的见证是什么？
May God give us mercy.
愿神给我们怜悯。
Shall we pray?
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you and praise you because we are pilgrims and sojourners.
天父，我们要感谢你，因为我们就是那天路客，就是那客旅。
We are the citizens of heaven.
我们也是天上的子民。
Even though we are living an unfair world.
就算我们在这个世界上生活的被不公平的待遇
，Help us to live an honorable life。
让我们在世界上过一个端正的生活。
Can be a good witness for our Lord Jesus Christ。
能成为我们主耶稣基督的见证。
In Jesus' name we pray。
我们靠耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
阿门。